This discovery focused new attention on the luggage van guard, Burgess, who had been previously questioned and released. On June the 19th, Scotland Yard announced a warrant for his arrest. But the same day, the man, his wife and his two children vanished without a trace. In subsequent weeks of searching, Burgess was not found. It was then recalled that the South Eastern Railway had suffered another robbery from its luggage van, only a week prior to the bullion theft. The clear implication of generally lax management by railway authorities fed the growing public suspicion that the robbery must have occurred on the London-Folkestone train. And when the South Eastern Railway's hired detectives came forth with evidence that the robbery had been carried out by French villains, an allegation quickly shown to be groundless, the public suspicion hardened into certainty, and the press began to refer to the Great Train Robbery. All during July and August 1855, the Great Train Robbery remained a sensational topic in print and conversation. Although no one could figure out quite how it had been done, its evident complexity and audacity soon led to the unquestioned belief that it must have been carried out by Englishmen. The previously suspect French were now deemed too limited and timid even to conceive such a dashing endeavour, to say nothing of bringing it off. When, in late August, the police in New York City announced that they had captured the robbers and that they were Americans, the English press reacted with frankly scornful disbelief. And indeed, some weeks later, it was learned that the New York police were in error and that their robbers had never set foot on English soil, but were, in the words of one correspondent, of that erratic turn of mind wherein a man will seize upon a publicised event, even if it be notorious, to gain the attention of the wider public, and this to satisfy his demented craving for a moment in the limelight. The English newspapers printed every shred of rumour, hearsay and speculation about the robbery. Other stories were slanted to consider the robbery. Thus, when Victoria made a visit to Paris in August, the press wondered in what way the robbery would affect her reception in that city. It apparently made no difference at all.